At 9 on Saturday morning, Marty woke up and heard a lot of commotion coming from Jacques' motorhome, which was behind the French Food Obsession truck. She looked out the window and screamed, "Oh no! The paramedics are taking a body out of Jacques' motorhome, and it's covered with a sheet!" By the time she'd finished speaking, Jeff had pulled on his jeans and a t-shirt and was hurrying out the door. The three remaining occupants of the motorhome saw him talking to the paramedics while several men in sheriff's uniforms arrived. People were gathering around the motorhome, and the already crowded parking lot was becoming even more crowded as people streamed in to see what had happened. Marty, Laura, and Les watched the scene that was taking place in front of them with a sense of disbelief. Marty recognized Ned Billings, who was the sous chef at the French Food Obsession. He was talking to the sheriff's deputies and gesturing and pointing at the motorhome occupied by John and Max. Neither one of them could be seen, as they apparently were still sleeping, unaware of the drama that was playing out in the parking lot. Jeff stood to one side, taking it all in. When Ned stopped talking, they saw Jeff walk up to the man in the sheriff's uniform, who appeared to be in charge, and show the man his identification. They spoke for a few minutes, and then Jeff walked back to their motorhome and stepped inside. "What's going on?" Marty asked. "Looks like Jacques was murdered sometime last night. Since the murder happened in his motorhome, the sheriff's deputies have yellow-taped it as a crime scene. But they told Jacques' assistant, guess his name is Ned Billings, that he could open the French Food Obsession for business today. But here's the bad thing. Ned accused John and Max of murdering his boss. He said it was pretty common knowledge that John hated Jacques because John felt he was some kind of threatening competition."
"No," Laura said. "That's not true. Neither John nor Max did it. I know that. You all know about my psychic ability, and I know that neither one of them murdered Jacques."
"I believe you, but I'm not sure the sheriff will. This is county land, and the sheriff has jurisdiction over the case. He's on his way here right now. His deputy wants to take statements from all of us, since our motorhome is next to Jacques'."
"John and Max need to be told. I'll go over there now," Laura said. "Better they hear it from me than from the sheriff."
"I'm going with you. I want to tell them not to say anything that could be in any way incriminating," Jeff said.
"This is ridiculous," Marty said. "We were with John and Max last night."
"Technically, you're right, sweetheart. But the sheriff's response might very well be that we don't know what they did after we left their motorhome.
This is plain wrong. There must be some other reason why Jacques was murdered. Remember, there was that argument with his ex-wife and also the incident I saw at the ranch house."
"Marty," Jeff said, "let me give you some advice. I think you'd be far better off not to point your finger at anyone. When you give them your statement, you can say you heard nothing from the motorhome, and that's the truth."
"Well, what about the raised voices we heard last night, coming from behind the French Food Obsession truck? Maybe whoever Jacques was talking to is the one who killed him."
"Trust me, Marty, at this point, don't say anything," Jeff said in a cautionary tone of voice. "Let's see what happens in the next couple of hours. Come on, Laura, we really need to go over to John and Max's motorhome and tell them what happened."
After Jeff and Laura left, Marty looked out the window of their motorhome and said,
"Look, Les,
that's Jeb Rhodes, the owner of the White Stallion Ranch. He must have been notified. Love to know what he's saying to the deputies."
"Probably find out real soon. Looks like Jeff left John's and is listening to them. Now he's talking to the deputy."
"Uh-oh, Jeff is walking over here, and a deputy's with him. We better get dressed."